I was somewhat taken away into that song. I forgot that the sermon was next. Okay, we'll give it a shot. I also want to welcome you this morning. This is a very special morning for us, as Ed said, as we start the Advent season, as we are celebrating the sacraments of both baptism and communion. So Advent itself, 4 weeks of Sundays before we celebrate Christmas. And this is a season of anticipation, a season of expectation. Something's going to happen. And as followers of Jesus, we look at this season as a very significant part of the church year. It is, in fact, the very beginning of the church, the cycle of the church year. Advent, by another definition, we heard Allison read one for us earlier here, but another definition of Advent is the arrival of a notable person, thing, or event. The arrival of a notable person. Well, of course, for us, that's Jesus. But don't we already have Jesus? I mean, he's already come, right? I mean, we live in this daily reality that Jesus has come. And it's kind of weird then, because now at Christmas we say he's not here yet. You know, what is this? How do we square that? Well, there is a second meaning to the word Advent that is very significant for our understanding when we think about Advent. And that is, yes, at Christmas we look to the coming of the Christ child, the birth, very significant. But we also look forward, we look ahead to his second coming. The scripture tells us that Jesus will return at the end of time if we haven't already met him ourselves in death and going to heaven. He will come on the clouds of glory. I mean, it'll be an amazing thing to witness. So we anticipate the second coming, the second Advent. And this month we're going to be talking about what is it that we really do long for? What do we long for in our lives? You know, when my kids were young, we've got three kids, all grown now, amazing. How'd that happen? But I remember at that time, Bonnie and I had to divide and conquer. If I had some meetings out of town, a conference or a retreat or something, she wasn't able to go with. She was taking care of these three kids who were within 3 years. We had them 18 months apart. Finally figured that one out. And stopped at three. And but she'd be home with the kids, but I would call home every night. And I remember one of the kids, I can't remember which one it was, getting on the phone and saying, "Daddy, when are we going to get to be with you?" I was like, oh. Melt your heart, right? When am I going to get to be with you? Isn't that kind of the longing that we ought to have for Jesus? You know, that we're one day going to be with him 24/7. It's around the, I mean, it's going to be for eternity, to be in his presence. I just have this image in my mind, whether it's, you know, upon my death or upon the second coming of Christ, running and just falling into his embrace. Finally able to be with him all the time. We have him now by the Holy Spirit. He is present with us in a very real way. But there is yet something. We understand what is going on now, but there is something about not quite yet. There is a not quite yet element of Advent. Are we catching this? Does it make sense? Okay, so that's what we look forward to. And throughout this season, these four Sundays, we're going to be looking at this song that we sang earlier, "Come Thou Long Expected Jesus," to frame our messages. Four verses, four Sundays. Each verse highlights a different element of this expectation and longing. And today's verse, the first one, "Come Thou Long Expected Jesus, born to set thy people free from our fears and sins, release us. Let us find our rest in thee." These may be really familiar words. You've probably sung them many times through the years. They were written by Charles Wesley quite a long time ago. Charles was the youngest of 18 children. Talk about a last born, you know, the youngest. He must have had a complex. Sam and Susanna Wesley, 18 kids, one of his older brothers, a guy by the name of John Wesley. You may have heard that name, very famous. He was a reformer within the Protestant church. Charles, the youngest here, he came to faith in Christ at the age of 30. He says this is when he found his rest in thee, in Jesus. He became an evangelist, and Charles Wesley wrote reportedly over 6,500 songs. 6,500 songs of praise to God or of expectation and longing like this one, which is one of his most famous songs. He talks here about being set free from our fears and from our sins. And who of us don't desire that? Long for that, to be set free from our fears. How often does fear rule our lives? And then our sins, those things that we've done or not done that have brought a tear to the face of Jesus. The song reflects that. From our fears and sins release us. Let us find our rest in thee. In John 8, the Gospel of John, 8th chapter, Jesus says this. He says, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now, a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son or a daughter belongs to it forever. So if the Son, capital S, the Son of God, has set you free, you will be free indeed." This is the good news. If the Son, Jesus, has set you free, you will be free indeed. That's what Charles Wesley's writing about in this song. This is about the expectation and the longing of, we understand this reality now, but there is this broad, expansive reality that we're going to step into one day, of the not yet. And here in Advent, we live in the tension of that. And in the two sacraments of communion and baptism, we retell that story of what Jesus has done to set us free. Baptism, in a very beautiful way, is symbolic in a couple of different ways. One, and this morning at the first service, we had 6 immersion baptisms. First time we've ever done that, to my understanding, in a pool right here in Excelsior Covenant. We often do it in the summer in the lake or in a pool, but here we are. And we had 6 people do this morning, and it was very beautiful. And as they went under the water, it's like dying to ourself and then coming back to new life. If anyone is in Christ, the old is gone, the new has come. And some of you were here. Ed, you were here. Well, you were standing up here with me in the pool. We got real wet. But to see the faces after they came out of the water, it never ceases to amaze me. The joy. And I heard report that one of our younger girl, went downstairs afterwards, and her mother went to meet her with a towel, and she was crying for joy for having taken this step of faith. But dying to self, rising to new life. And then, of course, water, cleansing, right? We are cleansed. And today in this service, at the 11, we have a baptism as well. But as we do in our tradition as a covenant people, we will baptize the children, the infants, of those who promise to raise their children in the embrace and the love of the church. And this family of faith, and I'm going to ask you to make a promise later on in the service to support and love the Cawley family and specifically Penelope. So baptism does that. It reminds us of this cleansing. But then communion, which you're all invited to share in later, is also the retelling of this story of the now, what we experience, and what we have yet to realize in heaven. Because we remember with Jesus' body being broken in death for our sakes, and his blood being poured out on the cross so that our sins could be forgiven, and also in a very beautiful way that we could be cleansed. This is Christian faith 101 right here in the sacraments, reminding us that in his death and resurrection, we have come to new life. So the question today that I want for us to be starting out this Advent season is this. Now, we talk about, I look forward to Christmas, right? Well, what do you mean by that? You look forward to the decorations, to the songs, to the food, to the family, to that cozy feeling. It's the most wonderful time of the year, right? You know, all that. Is that what we look forward to? Or is it that we are looking forward to the not yet of being with Jesus in his second advent, his second coming, and our arrival in heaven? So maybe what we will be longing to say is, Jesus, when do we get to be with you? Your spirit is with us now. We experience your presence. But one day to run into his embrace. How amazing is that? Is that what you're anticipating this Advent? I pray that it will be. Let's pray together. Our gracious, our loving God, you have come to give us life, to set us free from our fears and from our sins. And sometimes we are moving so fast through life that we don't even really give it much of a thought. And even in this anticipation Advent season, as we look forward to Christmas and the wonderful celebration it is of your incarnation, of coming in the flesh, God, we truly do look forward to that celebration. But God, may it be something even deeper than that. Realizing in this room we're all over the map spiritually. We're all very different places in our relationship with you. Some of us are truly agnostic here. We have no knowledge. We just don't understand it yet. And so, God, may your Holy Spirit work in us in a beautiful way, even today, as we share in this baptism and in this communion, this Eucharist, this feast of thanksgiving for what you've done for us in dying so that we might have life, and resurrecting so that we might know that reality today and in the not quite yet. Oh, come, Emmanuel, God with us. Amen.